Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I've got the giggle box next to me. I haven't messed up in a long time, and you got me going.
I was going to say, I don't know what those are called, but you see them on TV all the time.
Bloopers.
Bloopers, yeah. We had a few bloopers just now.
Yes, we did. Hey, folks, I want to talk. Get back some. Let's do this. You're doing all the good things. You're doing this. And I know this firsthand, and you remember probably who I'm talking about. This is a long time ago, though. Barry worked with them, and got their credit cleaned up. We're ready to go. We're fixing the clothes. Guess what they did? They went with their good credit, and they went and bought another car.
Yeah.
Guess what they couldn't get? Yeah. Their new house. Remember that?
Yeah. So don't do that. Go buy your car. If you're going to buy a car, buy your car after you buy a house, or buy the car and wait a little bit and then buy the house. I've had two in the last 6 months that when I run their credit report at the very end, we have new cars. One, it was okay. One, it wasn't okay.
Our furniture.
Yeah.
Our furniture. Carpet.
Yeah. I've had people actually have to take their furniture back.
Okay. So don't do that. Because we didn't used to do that a long time ago, but now tell them what happens right before we close.
Right before we close, before we order the legal docs, they're going to do one more credit report on you. Okay? 9 times out of 10, it's called a soft pull, which means we don't see a score, which thank the Lord, but we'll see any new debt. Okay? If sometimes they run a new credit score, and I just had this happen last week on one, and it went from a 640 to a 621. But we were able to get a waiver, and we got it closed, and life is good, and blah, blah, blah.
And Joyce and I both appreciate
that. Yeah, thank you very much. So all was good. Plus, he was a good guy. So all was good. But don't go buy things without telling us. I have a do's and don'ts that you sign now, and it nearly seems stupid. It's like, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. But we do that for a reason, because people do the things we ask them not to, and they don't do the things we ask them to do. So there you go. I mean, it's just learning experience. Is you just don't realize how important it is to stay clean for those 30 days or so it takes to get your house done. Let me also, I'll give you a breath in 1 second. I want to tell you,
okay.
I want to tell you what. We actually, just to let you know, we actually just closed a loan that took last week. I'm trying to get, I call frogs people that are problems, because you should eat that frog if y'all have ever read that book. Okay. I'm not
eat
the
your
best.
Big frogs first.
Yeah, I'm not very good at eating my big frogs first. So I'd gotten up to 17 frogs, because we do a lot of loans. So you can have a lot of frogs. Well, I'd gotten too many of them, basically. And so we got a lot of them closed and stuff. And last week we closed 4 of them. One of them had been 1 year before we got it closed. One of them was 9 months before we got it closed. So it can happen. You just have to be patient. If you were easy, you would be closed. That's why. That's the best way to put it. If you're harder, it's just going to take some time. So just be patient. I still have 7 frogs out there. 5 being credit issues and 2 being just other issues. But so just be patient, and it will happen. And most people are very patient, or we wouldn't probably be doing it.
Well, and folks, and you've heard Valerie and I talk about this before, but not just with the credit issues, with all the banking issues right now, be nice to your bankers.
Please do.
It is. I mean, the paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just your files, yeah. Which I say files, your floor space, which is getting less and less and less because it's sky
high. So much
high.
Stuff. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And we do a lot of loans, okay? And we're very proud that we do a lot of loans. I just say be patient. I mean, if I have 100 calls a day, I mean, I stay till I return them. I'm there till 7 o'clock or so at night. We get there at 6:30 in the morning, except for Wednesday, which is rotary day. Is like, just be patient. We will get back with you, I promise. If it's in a dire emergency, you let mom know who answers the phone, and she will, trust me, put you in faster and stuff. But we really do try. The last couple of weeks, I've worked really hard to try to return your calls within the hour.
And
I mean,
what?
That's just my goal.
A happy late birthday, Mary Sue.
Yes, happy late birthday to mom. She had her birthday on the 23rd, and we had a wonderful birthday. We took her to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. So she was a happy, happy girl. So
you got to be nice to Mary Sue, because if you're nice to her, she makes sure Vera gets all your messages.
Exactly. And we don't, of all the calls that we get, I would say very few. If I get like three bad calls a day of mean people, that is just a lot of calls. But I can tell you, if I get one bad call, I will let that one bad call ruin my day. And that's wrong.
And you're averaging over 300 calls a day is what
yeah.
they said.
So see, that's wrong, though, to do that. You just, I wish I had thicker skin.
It.
But
no,
I care. I literally care. So when you send me an ugly email or something, it really does bother me. I don't
so
like
So don't do that.
That,
folks.
Don't do that. I'm a very nice girl, and I'm trying to get you the house loan.
Well, I
love everybody.
They said, it's very so hard to get into. She's so busy. I said, have you ever gone to a restaurant where you can walk right in and it's empty, how you sit there? Usually the food's not very good either, is it? Usually when you have to wait in line a little bit, there's a reason there's people there.
Yeah, and we're really working hard. Vicky can do so much more. We've got Kara, and we've got so much more than we had a couple of years ago. We've grown quite a bit in trying to help with people and stuff. And we're, like I said, we're doing an awesome job. We're closing, I would say, 98%, you know, quickly, and the 2% is usually not because of us.
Well, and let's talk a little bit. I've heard, and you may answer this, they're saying on this Dobbs Frank and all the blah, 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 they're kind of supposed to lighten that up a little bit coming in the near future.
That's what we're hearing. We're hearing that things, and already on credit, we're seeing a little bit of some relief. So I think you'll see that 2015 is going to maybe be a little bit of a lighten up year instead of let's add some more problems to it. But let me, one thing that I told you that just hit me, just so y'all can understand our world, USDA. Luckily, I don't have any USDA gut loans going right now, but I usually do. I don't know.
Okay, but explain what a USDA loan is.
A USDA is a rural property loan, and it's 100% financed, so it's an awesome loan through the government, okay? We approve you, our company, being Premier, approves you, but then we have to send it to USDA for them to approve you. So it's a little bit lengthier of a time to get approved.
Okay, but let's just think about one thing, what you just said. I'm not having to put any money down,
right?
A good rate, and it's a government loan.
Right.
Do you think there's anything simple about what you just said?
Exactly. And it's not.
And if
not.
You expect it to be, that's your
fault. You're
crazy.
Yeah. It is not easy. And plus, you're rural. So usually that appraisal is going to be a little bit more difficult. And again, it's not that I have anything against them. It's just that they're a little time consuming. USDA, the rules changed Monday before I came to your office on Tuesday. It's immediate. When something changes, it's an immediate change. They don't say, well, on your new applications taken as of this date, they say anything not closed, you go back and you change this. So you can kind of see what we live with.
That could be a really bad deal.
Oh, it could be a really bad deal. Luckily, it didn't affect me. But 9 times out of 10, any change, I have to go back through every file I've got to see who fits in that category. So you just have to be very cautious on changes that we don't know are coming. But hopefully 2015 is a simpler year for all of us.
Well, it's changed. And we've talked about this too, where at one time, and I still don't remember this in San Angelo, it was real easy to get a loan. Anybody could get one.
Yes.
Well, now, even if you have good credit and you have good stuff, I did talk a little bit. Some of the people, they said, well, if you have good credit and you have this, I said, well, you're self-employed. You don't fit into the loop. You don't fit into the hole.
Right.
Sometimes it
doesn't work. Self-employed people used to, if you had great credit and you were putting a lot of money down, it was a 100%. Now you follow all the, and it's crazy that you have to follow all the rules. Crazy. But it's the way it works. And now hopefully in the future, you're going to see maybe something come through that will be a little smarter than what we have to do right now for self-employed.
And I know we're getting close to time, but ask me a question. Ask a question. I know it's kind of the answer, but probably not 100%. It's, you know, before, years and years ago, you would send out like good faith estimates for everybody, and then you would do, for our open houses, you would do total estimates. Nobody will do that anymore. Nobody wants to do that anymore.
No, because our rules have changed so much. Number one, we don't give you a good faith estimate unless we take an application and we have like 6 things we have to blah, blah, blah. So we give you an estimate of fees, I believe is what we call it. And we'll do that for you all day, every day, and I do a lot of them, okay? But I just have to be very cautious about doing anything that I'm putting out that would ever say the word good faith estimate. Again, it's silly. But it's the law.
Okay. So they keep changing the rules. So somebody that knows the rules that are changing.
Yeah. So if you want estimate of fees for an open house, you got it. But it's not a pretty good faith estimate that like we did previously.
Well, let me tell you why I don't like that change.
Right.
And you hear me here, and I always said I don't like .coms. I've been real clear on that, folks. I said we have some good lenders. Obviously, Valerie's right here with me. You know what we're saying. People that can help you, that's going to work through your credit problems and all that. I'd like people to see apples to apples. And we talk a little bit closing cost, discount points, origination fees. There's a big difference in your fees and some other fees that I've seen. That's why people say, well, why are you talking bad about the .com? I said, let me pull 2 files. Pull any one of those and pull any one of these and look at the difference.
Yeah.
There were thousands of dollars in difference.
Right.
They're not apples to apples.
Yeah, .com people, I'm a big believer in use local, okay?
I agree,
because you can see them in the eyes, okay? So if someone comes in to see me and they say I'm using somebody .com, then I will say, you know, I don't even care what their numbers are or anything. If you go someplace local and you want me to assist you to show you what you're looking at, I'll be more than glad to. But .com, what you see is not what you get, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Well, and different things. It was brought up in our meeting Tuesday, and that's if we can just highlight those just real quick. Well, can I buy down the loan? And you said yes, you can. But tell them why you probably don't want to do that.
Because if you, for how much it costs basically to buy down loans is 1% of your loan amount. So say $100,000 loan is $1,000. To buy down 0.25% on your interest rate. So it takes about 5 years to recoup your money. So are you going to live in the house longer than 5 years?
So ask, you know, ask whoever you're talking to, say, how many discount points? What about origination?
Right.
And a discount point, like she just said, is 1%, and usually origination is 1%. And that can vary too.
Right. It sure can. And now everybody, like us, we're lumping together lots of fees. So we don't have an underwriting fee, tax service fee, processing fee, blah, 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 blah. We have one big old fee instead. I like it better that way. It took a little getting used to. But, you know, it is what it is. And we just try to make the best of it. So there you go.
And just understand it. But I'm right. I don't know much of it. Like when you call somebody and they go, push one for this, push two for that. And you, I just want to hang up.
Yeah.
I like to see somebody in the face and say, okay, help me and explain to me why we're doing this.
I just push 0, 0, 0.
I agree.
If that works, you're okay. If it doesn't work, I have to hang up.
Folks, again, we appreciate you. And hey, don't forget, if you missed this show, you missed any, I was on a couple weeks ago and did a really good job just on mortgages in general. Some good people, you can always go to our website, go to sallison.com, and then this one will be credit. So you can look it for credit, or you can look for mortgages, or you can look for foundations, or whatever the different ones are. Jeremy does it, archives it for us. It looks really, really good. And again, we did change on the radio show last week, if you're listening, where office is now open from 2 to 4 instead of 1 to 4 on Sundays.
Cool.
Big deal. Well, people go to church, get to have a little lunch.
Right.
Is that, but from 1 to 2 wasn't really busy anyway. But our open houses, we'll have them this Sunday again too. It'll be from 2 to 4. So go by and check our open houses. We have a big ad in the Standard Times. You can see it. Or you can call the office, 949-5575, and we'll give you directions. Have a great day.